the offensive coach of the Edmonton Rush, Jeff McComb. Join us, Jeff. How are you?
Good. I have a couple thoughts. First, I'm from Ontario, so cold to us is like -4, -5, so this is ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
And I love the positive enthusiasm of the fans, so that's great.
Jeff, your team obviously has played great. You're 7-0. You're looking for history. I've had some of the players on this week, and they've admitted they've talked about it. I like them being honest. Yeah, of course you want to tie a record. How have you approached Toronto's defense? They're not very big, but they're a pretty athletic group.
Yeah, I think they've got some of their more experienced guys back in the last couple weeks too, in Greer and Merrill, and they're a pretty solid group. They play more of that, what we would call traditional defense, where they pack the middle in and try to keep you to the outside and try to give up outside shots. So our goal is to be able to get inside because they do have some small guys. So we think we can maybe take advantage of that a little bit and get in tight. And, you know, that's what our offense is built on, is getting to the middle of the floor.
Jeff, how do you handle a team that's playing so well? Do you have to, you know, be maybe harder on the small deals to keep the guys focused and sharp?
I think so, especially from the offensive end. I think there's, you know, every week there's been something we can work on. And, you know, coming out of Minnesota, we had a bye week, and we played Minnesota before that, and we were 0-for-6 on the power play. So it was really easy to say coming into this week, you know, we got to make sure that we're focusing on our special teams. And even from the defensive end, I think they were 4-for-6 on the power play. So that was a focus for us going into this week and preparing for Toronto, is to get better in those special team situations.
Jeff, have you spoke to Mark Matthews? I've noticed your power play the last few games hasn't been good. Derek Keenan talked about it. Got to get him to move his feet. When he's moving his feet, your power play is great. When he's not, teams can focus to him. Have you done any specific drills in practice to get him moving his feet at the top on the power play?
Yeah, we worked last night and today again in practice, and just some different types of things to get all three guys at the top of the power play moving their feet and trying to drag those typically teams play a box, so those two top defenders of the box, get them moving around and get them out of position by getting all three of our guys at the top to move our feet, and the mark's a big part of that, obviously.
How much video do you send around to the guys during the week to kind of just reinforce that, so when you get to the practice time, you can actually work on it?
That's one of my main jobs during the off week. My wife would tell you she doesn't see much of me even during the week, because I'm doing video and putting together the offensive video, and we do both our team where we break down what we did, good and bad, and we also take a look at the other team. We try to get that out to the guys during the week.
Offensive coach, assistant coach of the Rush, Jeff McComb, joins us 7-0, looking to go 8-0 tonight at Rexall. You can go down and see it live or check it out on TSN. Jeff, what have you liked about your offense in the last few games on video? What are the things you're liking right now?
You know, I think we've preached it from the start. We're really offense by committee. Yes, we have Mark, who, you know, is certainly one of the top players in the league, but we play seven guys on offense, and we expect all seven guys to contribute. And I think we've done a real good job of that this year, where we get everybody involved. And in doing that, one of the main premises of our offense is that ball swing, moving the ball from side to side to get the defense to have to move side to side. And when we're good, we do that. And, we spent a lot of time on video this week showing that stuff when we've been really good, moving the ball side to side, what we can create.
Do you have to create a little bit of a sense so guys do have to be selfish and do have to take the open shots?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the yin and the yang of offense, right, is that you don't want to take bad shots, but you got to take shots when they're there. And I think some of the times when we have got away where we haven't been all that great offensively is guys – we talk about turning the corner on pick and rolls, and that means turning the corner, going to the net on a pick and roll. And if guys are looking to pass that off a pick instead of turning the corner and looking for their own shot, that's where the offense starts to break down a little bit. So that's kind of stuff we focus on, like when we talk about the little details.
Jeff, give me your sense on Robert Church. How is he fitting into your offense?
Very well so far. I think, you know, Derek and I, it's funny you mentioned that. We talked a little bit in our off week about it. We probably thought coming in, Churchy might have a couple more goals than he does now, but he missed, you know, the first week there he was sick, so we kind of missed that, and he was off for about a month, and I think it took him a week or two to get back kind of in the flow of things. And I think stepping up to this level, the NLL, coming from either college or university or the summer leagues, it's a big step, and it's that much faster, and I think that's what Robert's had to adjust to, and I think he's done a nice job of it in the last couple weeks.
As a coach, do you try to promote a healthy competition between the defense and the offensive players?
Absolutely. We are always challenging our offensive guys because we really do feel we have the best defense in the league. And we say to him, like, you're never going to get better opportunity to get better than going against these guys in practice every week. So we certainly keep score during practice. A lot of times if we're running 5-on-5 drills or power play man short stuff, we'll kind of keep score and play for pops or whatever. And I love the healthy competition, especially for our old guys going against those guys, because it can't help but make them better.
One of those defensive guys, Jeff, is Kyle Rubish, back-to-back defensive player of the year in the NLL. He is very good at creating turnovers out of the pocket, which is hard to do. What does he do so well that he jars so many balls loose that a lot of guys just don't?
This is my first kind of up close with Kyle. I had seen him from afar, so to get to watch him in practice and in a game every week, first of all, he is an unbelievable athlete. I know Derek and I have talked about it. If he had a pick, for example, football, I could tell you with his athleticism and his size, he'd probably be an NFL player. Like, he is that good. And with his strength and his size and as good as his feet are, he just knocks steadily with his feet positioning. He's able to then use his stick just to knock the stick out of guys' hands because his feet are in such great position. He doesn't have to worry about using his stick to control guys. He's using it to strip the ball because he's in great position with his feet and his body.
Is that the hardest thing for a defender to do, is to realize that he can't reach? He does have to get his body in front between him and the player?
Well, I think that, like, whether you're talking lacrosse or you're talking basketball or, you know, football, offensive, defensive line type thing, the footwork's the primary thing, right? Is if you can get your footwork down where you're taking away their lines and their angles, then everything else comes easy. It's when you get tired and when you cheat is when you start to use your stick instead of your body.
Jeff, best of luck going to tie the record tonight against the Rock. People who aren't going to be in attendance tonight will be watching on TSN. Best of luck.
Thank you, guys.